The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome y'all to the Ed Sheeran Show. Does the rap, R&B, and everything we know. From hip-hop, peace to soulful flow. We dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headline threats. Funk and music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life is gold. Right here on Ed Taylor, the story unfolds.
Ed Taylor's on, take a seat, let's explore. Breaking music, culture, and a whole lot more.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's Ed Taylor Show. Man, running late, I was in traffic. I'm happy to be here, sitting here with you-know-who. Go ahead and tell them who's in the house.
Nicole Adrian. Hi, everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. And we just doing our thing. We got an exciting show today. You know what? In the house today, very special guest, Miss Gina Royale. Everybody, sit tight. It's going to be a great interview. Nicole, you got any updates or anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to one of our dear friends. He goes by the name of Tony Jazzle. He's a producer, singer, songwriter, and rapper. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. We love you, our guy.
Man.
Happy birthday. We love you. And, you know, just keep on doing your thing. Keep your head up, man. And you're the one. So we just wanted to wish you a fabulous birthday.
All right. Well, let's get to this show. This day at Taylor Show. Sit tight. Enjoy it. We about to get into it.
A lighter sound provided by Jam and James on a flex. Guess what's coming next? A dope rhyme by the DTX on the mic to engage in a row. Pump the rhymes down where I can connect your flow just for you and your crew, so you can taste the rhythm from this Latin active race. As it takes control of your body and soul, feel the physical change and you'll be so. You can't stop what starts to take place. Your body starts to groove to the diddy dope bass. That's what happens, as you can see. Now let the crew explain the Latin activity.
A Latin female, dope to get with this. Hijack your track with a lyrical concept. A brown queen knows to break it down in one step. So legit, the microphone just passed it. Right to me, the one you've chosen to grasp it. Just drop the mic that you were holding. Cause with the lighter shade of brown, that's how I'm rolling. Latina, taking over the microphone and rocking the place. With a little bit of soul and treble and bass. As I rock your partner, stop and make you dance. I have a question. Are you still in a trance? En inglés, en español, como quieran your ritmo. Muevan sus pies y bailen al ritmo. Hacemos bailar es mi misión. Y Latin active es la canción.
Microphone, brownies on my tip, begging me to come home. I know they want one, screaming for an encore. Fellas getting jealous, so they try to ignore. The O to the D to the M, I am. We rock the lyrics, and before you know it, bam, we got you dancing to our song with a lot of shade of brown. Well, hey, it's on once again, my friend. You gotta have the soul. Get on the dance floor, lose control. When I lose control, I get sort of active. My mind starts banging in the form of a Latin. Yo tengo derecho de ser una estrella, porque mi dreams son maravillas. I'm a window Latino, mi lenguaje más fino, porque yo soy un Latino activo.
It's been Latin.
All right, welcome back to the Anthony Taylor Show, where we keep the vibe real and talent undeniable. Today, we're shining a spotlight on a truly powerful voice in the alt-pop scene. She's a singer-songwriter who blends raw emotion, fearless honesty, and serious vocal chops with music that speaks to everything from mental health and empowerment to love, heartbreak, and everything in between. Whether she's channeling Taylor Swift's storytelling or Hayley Williams' fire, she's got a sound that's all her own. You've heard all of her songs before. You may not have known it, like Low from the film After Everything, and Mr. Lenning, her touching tribute to one of the greats. Also, here today to speak about her newest release, recorded with Thomas Monaco, Treading. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Gina Royale and Thomas Monaco to the Ann Taylor Show. Welcome, welcome. How is everybody doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you both coming through. Well, I'm excited to have you here. And this is a great, great day for us all to speak. Now, if I may, how did you and Thomas Monaco meet?
So I can take this one. Tom and I actually worked together at a music school, teaching music lessons. Like, I had been there for a while. He came on board in like 2021, 2022. And for a while I was actually his boss. Very talented guy. And eventually he actually had left the music school, and we linked up and started doing the music thing. We kind of balance each other out in terms of our musical talents. I'm very, very into like writing the melody, the lyrics. I sit down at the piano, have this whole thing. And then Tom is really incredible at bringing that to life through his production and stuff like that. So we balance each other out with our strengths and weaknesses.
100%.
Excellent. Excellent. So Tom, do you handle the majority composition, production on the songs, or is this, is Treading the first time you guys kind of merged talents?
Yeah. So, you know, she came with the idea, and yeah, we together kind of produced it. And then, at some point, you know, when we take it away from the keyboard, I kind of take over and add my elements, guitar and bass and, you know, all the fun production things after the fact. But yeah, you know, we kind of started it together, going through some different sounds and stuff. And once we had a good base to work from, you know, I kind of ran with it from there.
Gotcha. And so do you also participate in the songwriting portion, or as far as the lyrics, or is that something that Gina kind of like says, hey, Tom, I got this great sound.
Yeah, a lot of it's more the opposite. She's got a good song, and she brings it to me. I have my two cents every once in a while, but she's definitely the lyricist here.
Got it. So, Gina, what is your process as far as, you know, creating a song? Are you inspired by what happens during the week, or what you're witnessing, or is just when it comes and you get started with it?
Something I always like to say is there is no correct way, or wrong way for that matter, to write a song. So for me, it's happened all sorts of different ways. If I had to pinpoint a way to find inspiration, it's more of, obviously, like, I totally draw inspiration from life. And that used to be like the only way I could write a song, was like waiting for something tragic to happen. And then I felt like I had the means to write about it. But now, what actually works for me is I like thinking of a title before anything else. So, from there, I can just like map out the chords, any lyric ideas, melodies that fall into it. And then sometimes if I sit down at the piano and try really hard to write a song, my brain is too on, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I actually write majority of what I think is my favorite stuff when I'm in the car zoning out. And then usually it happens, there's a title in my head. Eventually I bring it kind of happens in the car, it comes to fruition. And then, I take whatever happened in the car on the ride home, and then I can put it to the piano and make a whole little thing.
Beautiful. So let's do a little backing up here. When you first knew you wanted to be out there like you are, make life-changing music. I know you said you were a music instructor, so I know it's in you. But what was the defining moment when you realized that you wanted to take these talents to the world?
My dad is a musician, and we were always playing music together. He always had me enrolled in different music lessons, and that kind of planted a seed really, really early for me. And then I did piano lessons, I did voice lessons, I did flute, I did saxophone, I did all the things. And then it wasn't until it was my seventh grade talent show, I combined the two, voice and piano, and I did Glitter in the Air by Pink. And I was like, wow, that's really, really cool. And then it was a few years later that my chorus teacher in high school, who's also the director of the high school musical, she pissed me off because I didn't like her. So then I wrote a song about it. And then from there, it just like, I was like, this is so cool. Like, I've always liked music. I've always been drawn to it, but I didn't really have that aha moment until a middle-aged woman pissed me off. So I don't know if Tom has a similar story. To how you got
it. Yeah. Let's go at it. Let's hear Tom's take on this.
Yeah. I'd say mine is kind of the opposite of really good music teachers. I had an awesome guitar teacher growing up, and, I also had a really great choir teacher that they both pushed me. And, you know, I really enjoyed learning it. And I had a fun time getting on the other side of the chair and teaching. And then, you know, the whole production thing came from, I really like to tinker with things. And, you know, I build things in my spare time. And, you know, so I enjoy that element of building a song, you know, kind of just putting all the different elements together.
Exactly. Exactly. So for you, your inspiration came from a different angle than Gina's did, but yet you guys still made it to this point to where you guys are just making really good stuff together. It's amazing how the world works. I mean, it's basically like coming from two different backgrounds and boom, and then still the magic is all the same. You know what I mean? It's like that. That's incredible. I want to know, how is it with the live performances? Do you guys do a lot of those, or what's the story on that?
Yeah, we do a fair amount. Tom's also in my band. Before any of this happened, Tom is the bassist in my band. Mm-hmm. So Tom just is familiar with my music in general, and I guess my song structures and styles and stuff like that. And so we definitely play. We've done the full band gigs with my general discography of music. And then once Treading happened, it was really cool to bring that in. We've actually done, him and I, just a few different festivals in the span of like a month, like 30 days. We flew to Texas, and then we're from Jersey, but you know, we had to go all the way to the bottom of Jersey, like 3.5 hours away the next weekend for another festival. And then it was like 2 weeks later, we were driving out into Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 4 hours away for another festival. So we've done like a duo thing pretty well, which has been really fun. Taking Treading and just isolating it to like keys, guitar, vocals. We did it in New York City with our friend also on guitar. She's a guitarist in the band, our friend Emily. It's been cool to have it in all different styles and locations and places.
So traveling and making music, how does this, how much of this does it take of your life? Is it like a 75% thing or a 50% thing, or how do you manage that with your day to day?
Stressfully. I work, I think it's like a very common thing. Like, no musician like has a stable, consistent sense of where their next paycheck is coming from. Like, we have our ideas, but like, I personally work like 4 different jobs. Tom is always grinding with different things. Tom does a lot of cover band stuff across a few different bands and duos there. So we're always shuffling our calendars and figuring it out. And I told Tom, I was like, we should have like a dedicated day of the week where we like loosely try to get together and do music. And he's like, we're musicians. That's just not, that's just not realistic.
Yeah.
So it definitely can get a little tedious balancing the schedules. And, you know, I have a dog. I gotta make sure the dog's walked and fed and all that. But we make it work. It's always worth it.
I got it. It makes sense. It can make. So